The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Bob Hutchinson sitting in for Pete Hornbuckle. You must try my mother's rhubarb pie. I had a piece the other day. I just loved it so much. It was so good. And also, I must tell you about our dog. I love him so much, I don't know what I would do without him. You may even recall talking to someone who met somebody very special. They may have told you, even after only seeing this person once, that they love this person. In my continuing series about the fruits of God's Holy Spirit, we read in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, that love is the first of the fruits of the Spirit. Are the examples I gave about love at the beginning a way of expressing the love of God's Holy Spirit? Well, in the Greek, the language of the New Testament, there are three words for love. One is eros, which refers to a romantic or sexual love. Another is philia, which means brotherly love or friendship. And the third is agape, a broader word used to describe God's outflowing love. True godly love will have and demonstrate outflowing, caring love. It is not friendly love or when one is infatuated with someone. It is the type of love that God expresses towards mankind. It is the kind of love that is listed as part of the fruits of His Spirit in Galatians 5:22. Agape love is what God is all about. It is His nature. It is God. In 1 John 4:8 we read, God is love. We are to love others sacrificially, taking care of others' needs before your own. Jesus gave us an example of the Good Samaritan as an example of the love, the caring concern we should have for others. In Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 37, we read in the New International Version, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell in the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and we saw the man, he passed by the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and we saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Sacrificial love is not based on a feeling, but a determined act of the will to resolve to put the welfare of others above our own. But this type of love does not come naturally to humans. Because of our fallen nature back in the Garden of Eden, we are incapable of producing such a love on our own. If we are to love others as God loves, that agape love, can only come from God Himself. This is the love, the agape love, that God gives us when He gives us His Holy Spirit when we are baptized. You may have noticed some individuals only do acts of kindness when as long as others see them doing them, or they make certain to tell others about their acts of kindness, whether it was changing someone's flat tire or visiting somebody in the hospital. This is not godly love. Those are acts of self-righteousness, doing things to be noticed of others. It isn't so much the actual act itself, but the agape love that God is interested in. We can read an example of this in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Reading from today's English version of the Bible, it says, make certain you do not perform your religious duties in public so that people will see what you do. If you do these things publicly, you will not have any reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give something to a needy person, do not make a big show of it, as the hypocrites do in the houses of worship on the streets. They do it so that people will praise them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you help a needy person, do it in such a way that even your closest friend will not know about it. Then it will be a private matter. and your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you. If there is, for example, a local disaster, such as a hurricane or a flood, and you are able to help out, then you should do so. That is the philia love that I spoke of earlier. It is not the agape love of God's Holy Spirit. A lot of you know what the nickname of the city of Philadelphia is, the city of brotherly love, taken from the original Greek word. Do you know someone in need and you are able to help them and you don't? That is not showing agape love to them. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 17, we read, "But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" You may not have a lot of money in the bank to give people in need financially, but you may have time to help them to do something. Or you may have the time to talk to them, to listen to them. You may be able to give someone a ride in your car to town. There are many ways to help a friend in need. That is showing agape love to them. Sometimes you may come across someone who says, all you need for salvation is to love the Lord or to give your heart to the Lord. Well, as this is a true statement, many do not understand the statement. It may end up being no more than the philia type of love that you would express to a friend. Jesus made as plain as it gets when he said in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And later in verse 23 of the same chapter, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is a very important statement because Christ did not say, "If you love me, you will try to keep my commandments, or you will want to keep my commandments." God's commandments include, yes, including the seventh-day Saturday Sabbath and the laws of tithing. Keeping God's commandments is showing true agape love to God. Agape love is a verb, and a verb is action. It's doing. James reminds us in first chapter of James, verses 23 to 25, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." Let's remember then, if you are genuinely loving God, you will be doing what he tells us to do, not merely saying that you love him with no actions to back up your words. My friends, do you know anyone who has offended you and hurt you and that you have not forgiven them? Or is there someone that you could not phone up right now and invite over to your place for a meal at your house because you just don't like this person? Or is there anyone, for example, if one day you are walking down the sidewalk in town and coming in the distance you see someone coming towards you, that you would turn around and walk the other way so that you would not have to encounter that person? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you are not showing the love of God, the agape love from God's Holy Spirit to that person. You cannot pick and choose whom you will show agape love to and those to whom you will hate. John tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, "If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." God does not mince words here. God says, if there is anyone out there that you hate, you cannot love God. As we study today what it takes to show true agape love to God and to others, and we find that we are not doing what we are told, we end up giving God sorrow or grief. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30. Reading from the Living Bible, "Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow," or in other translations it says, "grief," by the way you live. Remember, he is the one who marks you to be present on that day when salvation from sin will be complete. Stop being mean, bad-tempered, and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others should have no place in your lives. Instead, be kind to others, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. When we disobey any of God's commands, we are not showing true agape love to God or to the other human being. Godly love and sin are total opposites. They will never coexist. Most of us are aware of the ultimate sacrifice that God made, not only to show his agape love to all mankind, but so we may have eternal life. Reading from John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, a verse very familiar with most of you, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." It would have been impossible for God to do that for mankind if he didn't love us first. In the same manner, you wouldn't think of giving your own physical life for another if you didn't love that person also with true agape love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is called the love chapter for very good reason. It tells us exactly what we will be doing as we show true agape love. From the Living Bible, we read beginning in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is very patient and kind, never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. If you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always standing your ground in defending him. This is the whole agape love. If we are very patient to God and to others, but always boastful and proud, for example, then we are not showing agape love to God. It is like the weakest link in a chain. If one of the links breaks, the chain is broken, and there's no longer any connection until the broken link is repaired. Fortunately, we are able to approach God's throne and repent for our wrong actions, and God will repair the link. The casual reader of the Bible cannot on their own decide that their relationships with others needs improving, and that from now on, they will start showing the love described in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, to others. This agape love is a fruit of His Holy Spirit, a gift from God. If, as a Christian, it would be possible to give up your personal salvation so that your friend could have eternal life, would you do it? That's not possible. But that would be true Christian agape love. Back in 1965, Jackie DeShannon sang a very popular song titled, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." This is the first verse of that song. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Yes, the whole world needs true agape love, not just for some, but for everyone. I invite you to write in for two booklets, Growing in Knowledge and Walk with God. All you have to do to receive these booklets is to call us at the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675. And request those two free booklets, Growing in Knowledge and Walk with God. You may also order these or any other booklets or to listen to previous radio programs from our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. If you cannot remember the names of the booklets offered, just ask for booklets number 6. Thank you for listening. This is Bob Hutchinson sitting in for Pete Hornbuckle.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.